your very being and may dissolve here and now. What arises in the now is presence, allowing this moment to be. Let's say really that is, here we have the key. Since the survival of those mind structures depends on enemies and fighting the present moment, which is the root of its need for enemies, when you allow this moment to be, the whole illusion collapses. Now, sometimes people ask, well, can I make this happen? Can I make this shift, this revolutionary, radical, this radical transformation of consciousness that you point to, that you talk about, that all the ancient teachings point to in their essence, talk about, point to? Can you make that happen? Sometimes people ask that question and say, you'd sound as if we could make it happen. Well, no, you can't really make it happen. That's why I say when you do not allow this moment to be, then you're trying to make something happen in the future. When you're allowing this moment to be, you're not trying anything. You're not trying to make anything happen. It's the opposite of making something, needing to make something happen. Allow. And the little me says, this is a place of weakness. Don't go there, because you will have no defenses anymore. You won't even know what's going on anymore if you don't continuously judge and label what's happening at this moment. If you don't continuously interpret what is happening so you know what's going on, he's like this, what does he want from me, what does he, how can I get something from him? Or even looking at incredible beauty, the immediate need to say something, to relate it to something that you want. There's a flower, the need to pick it. Now it's mine. to relate to everything immediately through mental noise, instead of allowing it, because in the allowing, a stillness immediately arises. And there's no need to interpret. Allowing implies you give up the need to interpret the world continuously through the mind. And the ego says, no, no, I will become totally ignorant, at the mercy of everything and everybody. And the ego says, I will be stuck in this dreadful present moment for the rest of my life. I will be stuck in whatever situation I'm in now, that situation that's making me so miserably unhappy, I will be stuck in it for the rest of my life if I allow it. I can't allow it. That's why I've been fighting it for 20 years, to get out of it. Are you out of it? No, not yet, but I will. So the allowing really is something, when we talk about it, say allowing this moment to be, your ability to allow this moment to be is grace. It arises. Not everybody in California, even California, is come here. So the message perhaps would not yet be meaningful to everybody. But to be able to sit here without running out of the room or falling asleep, which can be different defenses against the truth, or feeling, what nonsense is he talking about? Or that to be sitting here without that, or even if it arises, the need to run out of the room, to simply stay with it and watch that and see how it arises and how it subsides, and then be back here. That means through grace, whatever, something is already arising from within you that is not the egoic me, that's not part of the madness. It's arising. That's why you are able to allow this moment to be. And whatever arises in the moment, yes, yes, it's good. This is relatively easy right now, although may not be easy for everybody even here, because you carry around still to some extent the burden of me. So there's two things. There is the power of this moment here and the energy field here. Occasionally it may become obscured by a return movement of the me entity as a wave, like a cloud. Sun appears and then a big heavy cloud moves in again. And that happens when you sit here, you lose presence and begin to think about your problems. Which are never now, which exist in future.